Today we are reflecting on the life of Peter the disciple, one of the most recognizable and relatable figures in the New Testament. Among the 12 men who followed Jesus, Peter stands out because his story includes both bold faith and human weakness. His journey is filled with moments of courage, mistakes, growth, and restoration. Because of this, the life of Peter the disciple often reflects the spiritual journey many believers experience today. Before Peter became a follower of Jesus, he was known as Simon. He worked as a fisherman along the Sea of Galilee with his brother Andrew. Fishing was not an easy profession. It required patience, endurance, and long hours of hard work. One day, while Simon and Andrew were casting their nets into the water, Jesus approached them and spoke words that would completely change their lives. Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Without hesitation, they left their nets and followed him. This moment marks the beginning of Peter's journey as a disciple. What makes this calling remarkable is its simplicity. Jesus did not choose religious leaders or political figures. Instead, he chose ordinary people who were willing to trust him. Peter responded immediately. That decision would shape the rest of his life. As we continue reading the Gospels, we quickly notice that Peter often speaks and acts before the other disciples. His bold personality sometimes led him into moments of remarkable faith. One of the most well-known moments occurs during a storm on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples were in a boat when they saw Jesus walking toward them on the water. While the others stayed inside the boat, Peter did something unexpected. He said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus simply replied, "Come." Peter stepped out of the boat and began walking toward Jesus on the water. For a moment, he experienced something miraculous. However, when Peter noticed the strong wind and waves around him, fear began to take over. His focus shifted from Jesus to the storm, and he started to sink. Immediately, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus reached out his hand and lifted him up. This moment reveals something important about Peter. He had the courage to step out in faith, but like many of us, he sometimes struggled when fear entered the situation. Yet Jesus did not reject him. Instead, he continued to teach him and help him grow. Another defining moment in Peter's journey occurred when Jesus asked his disciples an important question. Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter responded with confidence, saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." This declaration showed that Peter understood something deeply important about Jesus. His words expressed faith and recognition of who Jesus truly was. Jesus responded by affirming Peter and explaining that this truth had been revealed to him by God. However, Peter's journey was not only filled with moments of faith. It also included one of the most painful failures recorded in Scripture. On the night Jesus was arrested, Peter insisted that he would never abandon his Lord. He even declared that he was willing to die with him if necessary. But Jesus warned Peter that before the rooster crowed, he would deny him three times. Later that night, while Jesus was being questioned, Peter stood nearby in the courtyard. Several people recognized him as one of Jesus' followers. Fear began to take control. Three times Peter denied knowing Jesus. When the rooster crowed, Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken earlier. Realizing what he had done, Peter was overwhelmed with sorrow and went away weeping. This moment reminds us that even those who love God deeply can still fail under pressure. But Peter's failure was not the end of his story. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples by the Sea of Galilee. During that meeting, Jesus spoke directly to Peter. Three times Jesus asked him a simple question, "Do you love me?" Each time Peter answered yes. And each time Jesus responded with a new instruction, "Feed my sheep." In this conversation, Jesus gently restored Peter. The same disciple who had denied him was now being reaffirmed in his calling. This moment reveals the heart of God's grace. Our failures do not disqualify us when we return to him with humility. Peter would go on to become one of the key leaders in the early church. In the book of Acts, we see Peter boldly preaching about Jesus to crowds in Jerusalem. On the day of Pentecost, thousands of people responded to his message and came to faith. The man who once denied Jesus out of fear now spoke with courage and conviction. Peter's transformation is powerful. The fisherman who once struggled with fear became a faithful shepherd of God's people. His story reminds us that God often works through ordinary individuals who are willing to follow him. It also reminds us that spiritual growth takes time. There will be moments of faith, moments of learning, and sometimes moments of failure. But through all of it, God continues shaping our lives. The life of Peter the disciple shows us that God does not choose perfect people. Instead, he transforms willing hearts. And just as Jesus restored Peter, he continues to restore and guide us today. Continue walking faithfully and growing deeply in his word at walkingwiththelord.net.